everybody could take a seat, please. Can everybody hear me? Thank you. Welcome to Financially Fearless, Tips and Tricks for Making the Most of Your Money Now. My name is Blythe Behrens. I'm a financial solutions advisor with Bank of America and Merrill Lynch. Bank of America has been sponsoring the Mass Women's Conference since its inception. Many of you may just have attended the fireside chat with Ann Finucane of Bank of America and Tori Burch. Bank of America is really committed to financial literacy and improving people's lives, and today, improving women's lives. We're doing this through programs like the Elizabeth Street Capital Initiative. We have a fabulous partnership with Khan Academy, with BetterMoneyHabits.com, where anybody can go and get free educational videos to get some basic understandings about money and how things like debt, credit, your banking, all of that affect your financial lives. So I do encourage you all to go to BetterMoneyHabits.com when you have a chance. They do make things easy to understand, interesting, and quick, because nobody wants to sit there for an hour and watch something. So today it is an honor to introduce Jane Bryant Quinn, who is a leading commentator on personal finance with books and columns read by and trusted by millions. Her best-selling book, Making the Most of Your Money, is a comprehensive guide to personal finance, named by Consumers Union as the best personal finance book on the market. The first edition, published in 1991, has been in print ever since. The third edition, Making the Most of Your Money Now, was published in January 2010. Quinn's column in the AARP Monthly Bulletin addresses the many issues that people face mid and later life, such as saving money, managing debt, planning for retirement, and investing. She also covers financial topics on her own website, janebryantquinn.com. Quinn's newest book, How to Make Your Money Last, will be published next October. In 2010, she co-founded The Daily Voice, which is dailyvoice.com, which brings local news to communities online. Her career includes long-running columns in Newsweek magazine, Good Housekeeping, Women's Day, and a newspaper column syndicated by the Washington Post. She has also worked in television as a financial correspondent on the CBS Morning News, Evening News with Dan Rather, and on PBS. She hosted her own program called Take Charge. She's also on Twitter at Jane Bryant Quinn, which I have to say is fabulous, Jane. So without further ado, it's my honor to introduce Jane Bryant Quinn, and there'll be a book signing afterwards, but hopefully she will inspire you, and she'll take questions after she's done speaking. Thank you.
I mean, you have to tweet today, right? I actually find the art form of tweeting kind of fun. So thank you very much for that, Blythe. I appreciate it. I'm very happy to be here with you today. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be in the room with and to spend time with so many women who are managing their money. Now, when I came up, it was a desirable, I mean, it was absolutely the right thing to do for women to say, oh, I leave all that to my husband. And that is simply not true anymore. As you know, God created man. Then he stepped back, he looked him over, and he said, I can do better than that. Women are stepping up to money today as they never did before, not just because they have to, but because they want to. It is a really interesting thing to learn about. I do have to tell you a true story. This dates back to the days when Congress was trying to pass the Equal Rights Act, and the late Representative Millicent Fenwick of New Jersey said once upon a time, one of her male colleagues rolled up to her and said, I don't know about this equal rights stuff,